All right. Yeah, thank you very much, everybody in the whole world. Yeah, those people who are watching me live on Facebook, and those people who are on air, listening to Love God FM. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's both on air and at the same time on Facebook. Yeah, today we are going to preach about the Word of God. Yeah, and I know today everybody is going to be blessed. Yeah, everybody is going to be blessed. I thank everybody. Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, the thing is, today's preaching is going to be fantastic. It's going to be good. Yeah, you know, I'm like a messenger. So, as a messenger, whatever your boss tells you, that's what you have to do. If your boss tells you to do something and you don't do it, you can do or you can get fired. By the way, let's pray first before, let's pray and pray to God before, you know, I start preaching. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this evening. We thank you very much for what you have done for us. Today is holy day in America here, and we thank you very much for guiding us, giving us the wisdom and understanding to listen to your word here today. Lord, protect me and give me the wisdom to preach. Speak to me so that people will know that, yes, it's not me who is talking, but it is you who is speaking. Like the way you spoke to Moses, the way you spoke to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, all the disciples. Lord, speak to me like the way you spoke to them so that people will know that, yes, you have called me. You have called me in the end time to preach about your word. Thank you very much, and I pray that everybody who is listening to me will obey you and do what is right, so that when you come your second time, you won't be lost. So, in Jesus' name, do we pray? Amen. Yeah. You know, as I was saying earlier, you know, if you are working for somebody employ you to work for him or her, and he's telling you to do something, and you don't do it, you can get fired. He tells you to go and tell somebody this, and you don't go, you can get fired. It means you didn't obey your boss. Yeah, me, since God called me 2014, 29th of June, yes, anytime he sent me, I have to, you know, do his work. If I don't do his work, he can fire me. And you know what it means? If he fire me, that means I'm not going to his side. Yeah, so I'm very careful about what he's telling me to do. Yeah, if I don't do it, I know where I'm going. If I do it, I know where I'm going. And I make sure that I do what he's telling me so that I won't get me fired. Yeah, by the way, listeners, those people who are listening to me across the world, yeah, I've seen everybody on my screen, on the Love God FM radio station live. Yeah, we thank everybody. Yeah, we thank all the Ghanaians. Yeah, everybody living in America here, Australia, yeah, Asia, Europe, yeah, everywhere. We thank everybody. Yeah, so my job is to tell the truth. Yeah, every messenger, if you don't obey your master, you can get punished. So you have to do what your boss tells you. And I know today message people are going to hate me, but I can't stop, because why? The boss who have sent me, which is God, he has asked me to preach about something, and I know many people are going to hate me, but I cannot stop, because my friends or my people or my family are going to hate me. No, I don't go there. I respect God, so I have to do what God tells me to say. Okay, I have a question for everybody in the whole world. You know, I know everybody have a house or apartment or a room to live. Now, I have a question that if you are living in your house or in your bedroom, and your bedroom catch fire, or maybe your bedroom is smoke inside the house, Are you going to live in the house, or you are going, you go outside till the smoke go out before you come in? I hope many people, or 100%, everybody will never stay inside their house or let the smoke go out before, you know, you come inside. Why am I saying this? A human being, if you have a smoke in the house, you can't live there, because why? It's going to destroy you. It's got, and you, when you smell, you can die. So you have to go outside and make sure that all the smoke go, or you call fire service department for them to come and quench all the smoke before you guys can go in. You see? Now, the reason why I'm saying this is like, you know, God, when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, you see, Moses put God in a tent. At that time, God was living in the tent at that time, Moses' time. God didn't live in any building or nothing. He was living in a tent. Then later, when Solomon came, Solomon also built a temple for God. And they moved God from the tent to the temple Solomon built. You see? Then, when Jesus Christ also came, Jesus Christ also moved God, Spirit, from Solomon building to human being. You see? Now, my question is, now, as a Christian, when you believe Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and God see that you are 100% Christian, God will drop Jesus' blood on you. When you have Jesus' blood on you, then God's Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit, will come and sit inside Jesus' blood in you. You see? Jesus' blood in you. So God's Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, live in human being right now. So I ask myself, if a human being, you will live in a house, and a smoke come inside the house, you will live till the time the smoke go out before you come in. Because why? You don't want to live in the building for you to smell the smoke, because you're going to, you can die. You human being, you respect your room. Why? Our body is a temple of God. God is living in us. Those who are Christians, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about those who are not Christians. You see, God is living in us, we Christians. And why people destroy or make the room dirty where God's Spirit is living? You see, God's Spirit is living in us, and why we have to destroy God's house? In your house, you don't smoke inside. When smoke comes there, you leave. Now, God is living in us, and people are smoking on top of the Holy Spirit. So I am asking everybody, so do you think The Holy Spirit will live inside you while the smoke is inside in you. I know for sure. Everybody will say no. The Holy Spirit will never live inside you. Because you human being, you don't live inside the house with the smoke. So why do you think the Holy Spirit is going to live inside the temple, have a smoke inside? Your body belongs to God. It doesn't belong to you. God bought you as a price. You see? Now, I want to prove to everybody, for you to know that God don't live in anything no more, but He lives in human being. Now, let's just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. He said, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. Number 20. For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. You see, God gave the Holy Spirit to you. He said your body is a temple of God and the Holy Spirit lives in you. So honor your body. So I'm asking, are we honor our body? Are we honor our body? Are we doing what is right? You see, this is the time. I want everybody to know that at first, God was living in a tent. Then later, they moved God from the tent to the temple. Then, from the temple, they move him from the temple to human being. Now, God don't live in a tent or a building built in human hands no more. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 48. Acts chapter 7, verse 48. Acts chapter 7, verse 48. It said, didn't my hand make both heaven and earth? No, 48, sorry. 48. It said, however, the Most High doesn't live in temple made by human hand, as the prophet says. You see, God don't live in a building human hand no more. Now He live in human being. Like the way 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 to 20 said, you know, now God don't live in human being, a temple built in human hand no more. Now He lives in a human being. Now, you don't live in a house with a smoke. So why do you want to destroy somebody's house? Why do you want to put smoke inside somebody's house? Inside God's house. So judge yourself. Do you think if you smoke weed or smoke cigarette, do you think God is going to live inside you. Ask yourself and judge yourself if I'm wrong or I'm right. If you accuse me, God is going to judge if what I'm saying is wrong. By the way, people don't think like I'm speaking by myself. No. That the Holy Spirit is speaking. Yes. So people have to pay attention and listen to what I am saying. I love you. I don't hate you. I love everybody in this world. But I tell the truth so that you can get a place to go. You see, what I'm trying to say is, smoking is not good. You are going to destroy the temple. When you buy a cigarette and a box, you will see in the box that don't smoke. It's going to give you lung cancer and stroke. It tells you that cigarette is not good for you, you and I. So the moment you destroy God's temple, God too is going to destroy you. Why? We are going to find out if you destroy this temple where God lives. We are going to find out what God is going to do to you and me if we destroy this temple. We are going to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. 16 to 17. He said, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple, for God's temple is holy. And you are the temple. Did you see? God said you are the temple. You are his house. He lives in you. And he said, I should tell anybody who would destroy this temple where God lives. God said he will destroy you. Because why? You as a human being, you respect your room. You respect your bedroom. You respect your house. So why can't you respect somebody's house? Why can't you respect somebody's building? Your body is the temple of God. That is God's house. So I am asking everyone who smoke weed or cigarette. I know people are going to hate me, but it's not me. I have to say it. If I don't say it, God can punish me. And he can fire me. I am just a messenger. I love you. If you have watched me since God called me, I don't preach about prosperity. Because my heart is burning me. I feel something. He tell me something. And I've seen something. That is why I'm always telling you to stop your sins so that you can get chance to heaven. I am not going to preach about prosperity. That is nonsense preaching. What you need is about God's Spirit. If you get a mansion without God's Spirit, you are nothing. If you get a beautiful car, beautiful wife, beautiful husband, nice children, good job without Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you are nothing. You are like a milk of can without milk, empty. You see, this is the time we need to speak the truth. People don't like the truth. I love everybody. You see, like the other day, I went to a mechanic shop to go and do my car. When I get there, somebody was smoking out there. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit told me to go and preach to him. When I get there, I said, please, can I ask a question? He said, yes, you are welcome. I said, thank you. And I asked the man, now I was like, if you see your mother going to kill herself, what are you going to do? Are you going to stop your mother to die, or you are going to let your mother go and die? What he told me was, brother, I will stop my mom so that she will not die. And I was like, why? And he said, because I love my mom. And I said, really? He said, yes. And I said, okay, well, then I love you. So I will tell you the truth. So why are you killing yourself? Why are you smoking? Killing yourself. I don't want you to die. I love you. So please, stop smoking. He was looking at my face. He said, brother, say yes. The man put the cigarette down and stepped on it and destroyed the cigarette. After that, he said, please, hold my hands and pray for me. I hold his hands and I pray for him. He said, you don't have any check, but he'll go and find a church and go. I said, thank you. You see, the other day I was asleep and God showed me somebody in a church I used to go, Zion Temple, in Arkansas, Conway here. God showed me somebody in the church was smoking, and God said, I don't like smoking. They are destroying the temple. So when I woke up, I prayed over this. So like, I didn't know how to approach this guy because God didn't tell me to go and tell the guy. So I don't know how I'm going to approach this guy and tell him about what God told me in the dream. So, God is so wonderful. What happened was, the other day, the pastor in the church called Pastor Anderson, Bishop Anderson. One day, he called me. It was Saturday around like 1:20 p.m. He called me and said, Ronnie, tomorrow get ready. You are going to preach in the church. And I said, okay, I'll get ready. You know what happened? At that time, I was doing fasting 3 days and 3 nights. No food, no water. I started Thursday night, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to stop on Sunday. And when I'm doing fasting, I don't drink nothing. Because from the Genesis to Revelation, I don't see anywhere God said, if you are doing fasting, you got to drink water. But you can drink. I'm not saying it's wrong, no. But me, I haven't sinned. So I did Friday, Saturday. So I was going to break the fasting on Sunday. And the pastor called me Saturday, 1:20 p.m. So I was like, I was thinking to myself, I'm doing fasting. So the third day is going to be 72 hours. Can I preach without any water in my system? And I was thinking myself, I will still go and preach. Because it's not going to be me, it's going to be God who is going to talk. So what happened was, I went there, and when I was preaching, I preached about respect God temple. And I mentioned about fornicating, cigarette, and alcohol. God is so wonderful. God wanted to show me something. You know what happened? After the preaching, I went to my seat to go and sit down. Then, the guy God showed me in the dream that he was smoking, and God said he don't like smoking. You know what happened? This guy came to me crying. He was crying. He grabbed me. He hugged me and tied me, crying for 1 minute straight. God was showing me that this is the wonders he wants to do. That day I said, God, you are so wonderful. You see, that's how God shows something. God wants to know and people to know what is going on. And God wants me to know that yet, what he told me in a dream. He wants to show something to me, to see something. You see, so my brother, my sister, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to go to heaven, please, I don't hate you. People think if I tell you the truth, I am hating you. No, I can't. I don't hate you. I love you. That is the reason why I always giving the word of God. I want to make sure that I tell you what will help you to build you so that you can do what is right, so that God will never reject you. You see, like God lived in holy temple. If you're not holy, it's hard to God live inside you. Some people say, oh, let's go to Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2:20. Habakkuk chapter 2:20. If God live in anything, he won't. He live in only holy people. Let's see. Habakkuk 2:20. He said, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. He said, God lives in the holy temple. So if your body is not temple, it's hard for God to live inside you. But people don't care. Some people say, oh, God has given us our freedom. He said, you can do whatever you want to do. Yes. God has given you what you can do. But the moment you become a Christian, you are not by yourself. The moment you become a Christian, you don't belong to yourself. As the Bible said, you see, if Christians, we belong to ourselves, we can do what we want. Why? Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, tell us that thy will be done on earth. It is your will. Why are you praying that God will to me? No. Is God will be done on earth, not Johnny's will? No. It doesn't go that way. You see? And when you read Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it said, those who are led by God's Spirit are the sons of God. So if God's Spirit is leading us, teaching us, why are you saying God has given us our freedom? You can do whatever you want to do. He has given to us, but the moment you come out from first Adam, from Adam to John the Baptist, they are all the first Adam, because they all sin. But from second Adam, which is from Jesus Christ, the moment you move from first Adam and come to under first and the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, you are not by yourself. You have to let the Holy Spirit control you. You see? So if you don't respect the body of God, the temple of God, God can never live inside you. So please, be very careful and whatever you do. I know I spoke to many people. You see, it's hard for them to quit. They want to quit. Some people say, oh, their wife don't like it. We want to quit. But if you determine and you take Jesus Christ your personal savior, you pray to God for God to help you. My brother, you don't need any pastor to lay their hands on top of you and pray for you for deliverance. You can deliver yourself by the help of the Holy Spirit. Like me, God show me and I deliver myself by the help of the Holy Spirit. I didn't go to any pastor. Because 98% pastors in this world, they are from Antichrist. They are from the devil. No. They are from the devil. So be very careful whatever you do. Do what is right. And you will see something. You see, what I'm trying to say is, don't destroy the temple God has given you. So this is the time, those people who smoke, You can stop smoking by determination. Ask God for favor. Tell God you have repented, you have stopped. And trust me, God is going to help you. If God see what's in your heart, that you have stopped, God will help you. Just and put, I mean, put everything aside. Tell your wife, tell your husband, hey, now I stop smoking. I stop weed. I stop cigarette. Today, I am going to speak the word of God. I want God to come inside me. Because when the smoke is inside the temple, God will never live inside the temple. He will live till the time the smoke goes. Like you, you can live in your house where it's smoke. You have to go out and make sure that the smoke is out before you can do what? You can go inside the house. And sometimes, I don't know, I blame the fire service department. When a house it catch fire, fire service will come in and quench all the smoke. That is good. They have done a good job. When they see a vehicle or a car is in fire, they go there and take over, make sure that everything is solved. That is good. I give them a hands of applause. When they see a farming or a land is fire, you know, fire catch the land or fire take place in a certain bush, they don't want the fire to spread, so they will go and quench everything out. And sometimes they can use helicopter and quench all the smoke or the fire. So I ask myself, sometimes they'll be passing by side. They will see somebody smoking, and the smoke will be coming out inside from his nose and his mouth. By the first aid department, they see and they pass away. Why they don't stop and spray the water inside the person's nose? They need to stop and spray the hose water tank inside the person who is smoking outside in his nose and his mouth to stop the smoke coming out. But they will never do that. Why? Because they want you to die. That is why Johnny Bodu, God has sent me to preach about cigarette and weed. It can never help you. It can never help you. I know it's hard to quit, but I said determination. Ask God. Go on your knees. I pray just to God that you are stopped. And trust me, God will help you. You see, God will help you. Now, what I'm trying to say, my final conclusion. You see, God didn't live in anybody just like that. God lived in a temple who, obey him. If you don't obey God, Holy Spirit can never live inside you. So be very careful. Because it's written in Acts chapter 5. Let me see. Acts chapter 5, verses 32. You know, I'm not going to read all, like, when you read from 27 down to 32, you know, like, the Pharisees and the leaders was telling the disciples not to mention about God and Jesus no more. And Peter and John and the rest, they were telling them that they are not going to listen to human authority, but they are going to listen to God. You know, they were talking to them about how, you know, they came so far up to now. And he said it was the Holy Spirit who was with them. Now let's see here. If you read from 27 down, but I'm going to read just 32. When we read at 32, he said, we are witness of these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey him. Do you hear? The Holy Spirit was given to people who obey God. So if you don't obey God, it means that the Holy Spirit can never be inside you. You see, the Holy Spirit will come to a person who respect God, who obey God. Now, what I'm trying to say is, if you in your house have a smoke in the house, you don't live there, but you try to destroy somebody's building, which is your temple, the temple of God, it means you don't respect God. If you don't obey God, God said he can never live inside you. This is what I'm trying to say. My fellow Americans, I am here. That is why I'm always shouting here. I love American people. I don't hate anybody. I love you guys. I want people to learn something from this. Ask God for understanding and wisdom. And don't go and say somebody that and somewhere that that is Johnny's culture preaching. Then somebody will say Johnny preaching is like his culture. That is his culture preaching. When did you see Ghanaians writing the Bible? No, the Bible is God's spirit. My brother, my sister, I'm done. There's nothing I can say no more. This is a message I'm giving to everyone. God bless everybody and give everybody long life. In Jesus' name.